You being you is so freeing for everybody else. But that's the fear we live in, is that somebody is going to not like who I am.
You are going to know me. You're going to know my strong points, but that also means you're going to know my weak points, and allowing people to be there for you at your lowest and your darkest.
I'm just there to say, it's going to be okay. You're going to make it.
And what's deep inside you, in your core that's been planted there, is what's going to come to the surface. So what are you planting?
That is the longing we have inside of us. Tell me who God says I am. God says I am.
Welcome to Authentic You, a podcast brought to you by the Women of Jesus Culture.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Authentic You. It is Becky here with the regulars, the wonderfuls,
CJ Leapshire
and
Erica Myberry.
We're so happy to be back. Hope you have enjoyed Authentic You every month. This is our 13th episode.
I can't believe we've done it for a whole year.
I know. Oh my gosh, that does mean it's been a whole year.
Yeah, it means Natalie has drug us in here.
Yeah. Yes.
She has found us. She has sought us. We've hid. We've tried to avoid a recording.
And when
she
says trying, we, even today,
talking about you guys, I am in this thing. I am committed. You too.
I'm committed.
It's CJ.
I'm mostly scared.
CJ, is this like the longest term thing besides your marriage that you've really committed to?
Possibly. Hey, and my kids, I've stayed with them. And my dogs.
There you go.
Yeah.
You're growing.
I am.
So we're here.
We're basically here to celebrate CJ.
Yeah, pretty much.
On the 13th.
Good job.
I refuse.
But we, today's going to look a bit different. We don't have a sermon for you. There's no like specific topic. We're really just going to chat. We want to really let you guys in on where we're at in life, because really, CJ, that's why you started this podcast, right?
Yes. To just walk with people, let them know what it is to really walk with the Lord and with community, and that it's not always pretty, and it's not always perfect, and and that's okay. It actually would be kind of boring if it always was.
Totally. And CJ, you know, Erica and I can agree to this. She has so vulnerably shared her life with our local church and with the community here, and so many people are just impacted by your honesty and your bravery to walk out.
Yeah, it gives us permission to be who we are.
Yeah.
And we are so in need of that.
So we're going to just check in this month and let you guys know kind of what we're walking through. Maybe each of us will have a little bit of a different journey right now, and we just want to share with you guys, and hopefully it encourages you to find some women around you and share where you're at with some people, and just if anything, maybe you can find some of your story in each of our stories, because I really hope I'm not the only one who's struggling with laundry in babies in life.
No, I can just say it's the month of May.
Yes.
What is the date? It is the 17th. We've got about 10 days of school left. Mm. And my daughter, who is CJ's best friend, well, her daughter's best friend.
Yes.
They are in a CJ. My daughter's CJ's best friend. Anyway, she is, they are in a little private school. So they wear kind of a uniform. It boils down to khakis. Mm-hmm. And I buy two or three. We are down to one. Okay. And
one acceptable pair.
Yes. I absolutely refuse to buy school pants at this time of the school
it's so
year.
Close to the end. Okay.
But now what happens is I pay the price every single night. I have to do laundry. I'm like, Emma walks in the door in the afternoon. I'm like, where's your pants? Give me your pants.
Now.
I got to wash it. Yeah. And so it's tense. May
this
month,
is why you're a better mom than because
we need to pray for the khakis to make it.
I do not wash the pants. Hey, I'm like, how many times have you worn them? You got at least six
mine
more washes.
Mine refuses to do that. But hey, it's Thursday. Tomorrow they wear jeans on a Friday.
Do you guys feel
so
relieved?
So I have a free night. No, May month, when your kids, Becky, when they go to school, this is the month where teachers try to kill parents because they have to fit in all the leftover
requirements,
the projects, the field trips that need chaperones, which I've done my part for mankind. I'm done. Never going to do that again.
I quit after.
Well, when I have grandkids. But anyway, so May month is a very rough month for parents with
not
kids in school.
It's not pretty. Last night, this was probably the first time my kids have done it. Lake had a big report he had to do. And we were moving and everything else in the midst of it. But I really let him do this one. In fact, I did not read the 3-page report he did. I did
So
didn't
it's
correct.
It's genuinely his.
It genuinely is.
Oh my gosh!
It's truly the work of a sixth grade boy.
Oh,
which, because I mean, if we're all honest,
it's our
these projects are ours that we put our heart and soul into, and we come back with our A's, and we're super proud of. And I have laughed at other kids that have walked in with like a poster board with like something glued only halfway, flapping off, and handwritten in pencil. What is it? That was my son today.
Oh my gosh.
But he does have his dad in him, so he did practice a speech for about a while, like last night, over and over and over again. So we'll see. Oh, but I hate
good
projects.
Good job.
So it's really it's parents' time to like second chance at school. You guys are doing these projects.
Oh, I've got many principal's ribbons.
Oh, yeah.
A+++.
Okay,
plus.
Be honest. Your husband has
those
ribbons.
Well, of course. I can't do it. I'm in charge of the cutting and the pasting.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
He is the science guy.
This is awesome.
I'm like, Emma's like, well, I have to have an idea for my science. I'm like, have you talked to your dad? I'm like, talk to your dad. I shine the night before when it's cutting
all
and
straight
pasting
lines and
the presentation.
Yeah, it really is.
I'll be out banning on this because up until this year, I'm not sure banning has ever helped.
Oh no,
with a science project. And when I met Erica and Rainier, I was like, "What? What? Rainier does science projects?
Oh my goodness!
I almost sent my kids over to Rainier to do the science project.
They have FaceTimed him. Somebody has FaceTimed him for math. This is round about that time of the year that I am very, very thankful for my husband and that I have one and married and he's
You're
got brains.
Why
and
you married him.
Yeah, because I don't know what I would have done.
Oh
I don't
gosh.
Understand there off of it. I really don't.
It's awful.
I can hear all the moms sigh with relief.
I'm proud of all moms.
That they're in the same
there.
Boat. Like, okay.
I don't even know what Lake has to wear to school anymore. I don't look. I don't ask him.
No.
I just send him off. I don't wake up anymore in the morning. Like, I've given up.
Oh, my goodness.
I keep my eyes closed until they're gone. Because Banning takes him to school.
Let's talk about packing lunch. It is getting dire.
Yeah.
It's like
I quit almonds.
Three almonds.
With
it's yesterday's leftovers. Yesterday's
lunch.
Yeah,
I'm like, I tell him, do not throw your stuff away at school. Bring it back home. Because I recycle it.
That's
for the
your
next
lunch tomorrow as well.
Day.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I know.
Well,
it's rough. No, it's rough.
I'm glad you guys are making it. I'm excited for the end of school to come for your sake.
It wasn't bad when the kids were little. I kind of enjoyed it when they were little. It's this
high school stuff.
No, it's like fifth grade on, maybe fourth grade. I wish I could show you all, you listeners, a picture of last year's project of the Liberty Bell that we did with Lake. And we were super proud of it. And it literally looks like a pile of poop somewhat shaped like a Liberty Bell.
Oh my gosh, do you have a picture of it on your phone? Because we can post it.
I have a picture of it and I wish I could show you. So a girl walked up with her own Liberty Bell that obviously
her parents did. Good job.
But it was like the most amazing statue of a Liberty Bell, like hung from a piece of wood. I mean, it was like it had the real inscription and all I had done is taken a knife and made X's in Lakes.
Oh my
God. It didn't have real letters.
Did it X's and O's?
So I had a picture of them side by side.
Oh my gosh.
But it has the girl's face in it and Lake was super embarrassed that I even took a picture of her project.
We can blur it out maybe. Well, okay. Go to CJ Leapshire's Instagram at CJ Leapshire, which
Oh, wait, I don't know if it's on there.
Well, no, we'll post it by the time this is recorded.
Oh, okay.
A picture of
Okay, you
of
guys
Lake.
Are stressing CJ out
with oh, no.
having to post.
Okay, well, maybe we'll post it on the podcast account.
We'll get it done.
And you can check out. It's like a Pinterest fail, which are some of my favorite things to look at when it's like, this is what it's supposed to look like, and this is what it did look like.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of those. So we'll do that. CJ, you just moved into a new house. You said it moved, but you didn't move. You just moved into a new house. You bought a house.
Yes. It's very
Congratulations.
Exciting.
And are you all unpacked and moved in?
Oh, my gosh, no.
How long will the boxes remain?
Well, I have boxes that I never unpacked from Reading 5 years ago.
Great. So in about 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
But it's all in the garage. So it's all,
and
it's very neat and tidy.
I wish you guys could see Banning in his element of organizing the garage. This is another thing we could show a picture of. We have aisles.
You do?
Aisles of boxes that you can walk down. Like, and
Honey,
he tried to organize it by what it is.
Where's the winter clothes? Aisle 2, row 5.
But it is, my grandma
like
came
IKEA.
Over there. And she's like, what do you need with all this crap? How do you have all this crap in here? I was like, thanks, Grandma. Love you too. It's a whole bunch of crap you gave me
oh
that I
gosh.
Feel bad to throw away.
Yes. Yeah. Aisle 4 is the grandma crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of it is family history stuff, but I'm the only one in the family that keeps it.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so I have to.
There you go. So you're moved.
I moved.
Is that stressful for you?
It was way harder than I thought it would be. Not the actual move part, but like the lead up to it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be stressed, but it was, I don't know, it's just work. It's just pack you up. It's like, do I have this all done? In the midst of it, we had a basketball tournament out of town. It was just...
I think moving is very emotional.
Yes.
No matter how prepared you are, because it's a lot of change. And it's so funny how the kids, as they grow older, you see how they're all differently affected by change.
Mm. Oh, that's right. My kids were kind of all losing their minds.
Yes.
That's right.
And then there's the dogs. I don't know if they're coming or going.
Yes.
It really is affects us more and more.
I like to purge when I move. It's like a fresh start.
I'm like, I did a lot of that.
Rid of everything, all the things, just throw it away.
Banning thinks, so Erica helped me pack a lot, but he doesn't give me credit for anything. So like if he comes home and I've packed like 12 boxes, he's like, oh, I see Erica came over and packed. Big old jerk.
This is why I get paid the big bucks. To be CJ's friend.
That is three complaints against your husband on this podcast.
I'm hot. I'm hot and he deserves it, okay?
All right, so let's get into it. Where are you ladies? Where are you ladies at right now? As we know, it's all perfect on Instagram. We are great. Everything is wonderful. No problems. No issues.
Well, I don't have any.
Because we're a part of a ministry that people know about and we do a podcast, so we're perfect. Yeah. No,
well, we don't
really.
Post because it's never perfect.
Yeah. I don't do well. Part of why I don't post on social media is because I don't want to misrepresent myself. Mm-hmm. And so if things aren't going well, I'm definitely not going to post a all is well in my world.
Yes.
But I also don't feel a need to share with everybody, hey, today I feel pretty down. I don't know. I just, until I figured out, I was just processing this with Becky the other day, and I don't want to walk somebody through my process and bring it as truth. Mm-hmm. I want to hear from the Lord what is really truth before I would ever say that to somebody. So it's a, but at the same time, I don't think it's bad to share your process, but social media is a different platform. I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't.
I'm trying to do this thing where it's honest social media, and I'm trying. It's definitely difficult and it pushes all kinds of insecurities, but I have, it's been really, I don't have a huge following, you know, it's just some people who, you know, probably our local church community or some podcast listeners, but I am getting feedback from them of like, especially the women, like, thank you for just being honest that if you're going to be in ministry full time or work and have kids, sometimes it looks like your house has nursing pads all over in every corner. And I just like did this story where I just showed like, because, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, you did that conference with a 5-week-old baby. That's amazing. I'm like, no, don't be mistaken. Here's what it meant. And I just kind of toured my house the weekend after and it was so disgusting. But it's been fun to kind of take a different angle. So where you would look at somebody's feed and it's like all these perfect pictures and matching squares, mine's like really random and sometimes it's a mess and sometimes it's just whatever. But yeah, different approach to it. But right now, if I were to post what's going on in my life, it would just be a pile of laundry every day. So I'm not posting anything because it would just be laundry. Is this clean or dirty? The smell test. I've never lived in this world before. I've always had my on top of my laundry because it was just one kid for 5 years. Before that, it was just me and Derek for 5 years. So I would always wonder, like, when people say I'm drowning in laundry or I don't have any underwear clean, I'm like, wow, do they not have time to do laundry? It's like the easiest chore. Oh my gosh. Adding one more tiny human has made laundry the insurmountable object in my life. It is the mountain I'm waiting for the Lord to move. I can't keep up with it. I don't know.
I've never not had a smell test pile of laundry.
Oh, this is my...
In my entire life.
Are you serious? It is my first... It's just, I can't... Everything in my type A OCD clean freak personality is like... I told Derek, I walked in our room, there's laundry everywhere. And I was like, this is not my life. Like, I want... He's like, it's all right. He's like, some people live this way, like where you can't see the bottom of their floor and their laundry's everywhere. So I bought two more hampers to hide it. So now I just have hampers in places where hampers don't fit. And so I've literally bought two more hampers. I'm like, just shove all of it in there. He's like, well, how do you want to organize it? I'm like, I don't know. Just put it off the floor and into the hamper.
Are they clean or dirty?
I'd have to It's my next thing. I don't know. She just, I don't know. It's that really bad, you guys. And all the time in the sink, I just keep the bathroom sink full of bleach, and I put the blowouts in there, the white, the onesies and the sheets with blowouts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so there's a sink of bleach that we're like, Lucy, don't touch the sink. She's like, why? I'm like, because there's bleach in it. And Derek's like, are we going to drain it? I'm like, no, just this is the bleach sink now. put the poop clothes
in the
bleach sink.
But have you ever used Biz?
No.
What's Biz? Biz is like magic for getting the blowouts.
Really?
I never used bleach. I think it's Biz.
All right.
It's awesome. What is Biz? It's a like detergent additive, but you put it directly on the poop stain, and it gets that yellow
yes.
out for all you moms there out there. Go. I just gave you a tip.
Wow. So, I don't mind.
You have your laundry life together.
Well, obviously, I've got
together.
The khaki pants, okay, yeah. that I have to wash every night, and I have something against not filling the thing up completely.
Oh,
I can't wash just the khaki pants. I have to like...
Is it because you're South African?
Maybe. Who knows?
You're not a wasteful American. Like, you're conserving water. You're thinking about
this.
Must be. Yes.
I fill it up so I constantly have clean clothes, but I have hit a snag with folding them.
Oh.
So I have in my room like 3 or 4 baskets of clean clothes, and then I'm not on top of it, so I'm kind of waking up in the morning not quite with it, but I just look up and without my glasses can't see a whole lot, and then I just see a kid's bum or somebody bending over scratching in the laundry because they need, and it's like we just have this wonderful system. They knock on the door at night or whenever, like, can I have a panty or I need some underwear, so they just for some other reason, they're not taking it to their rooms, but they come to my room to dig in the basket, get the panty. And I usually know I have a problem when I see Rainier longingly looking at my clean underwear. Then I'm like, we have a problem. I got to wash. But
that is
because
awesome.
Of the khaki pants, I'm on top of it, but I'm not folding.
It's the one chore that's never done, right? Like, you can vacuum and you're done for a week, or you do dishes and then I'm like, okay, paper plates for tonight. I told Derek, I said, are there paper clothes we can wear?
Yeah.
Just disposable. Buy cheap clothes, throw them away, one-time use.
Yes. I remember I had a friend when I was young, and she had 4 kids. And I remember seeing her 3 days in a row wearing the same outfit. Mm. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, she's wearing the same outfit. That's so weird. Does she only have like one outfit? Like, and now I happily wear the same outfit.
Oh,
in
totally.
Fact, I'm wearing the same outfit I wore yesterday.
Especially if you like feel okay in it. It's like, just wear that
I was
thing.
Like,
well, she's sweating profusely today.
I'm so bad in it. But I was like,
it's comfy.
It's comfy. Not that many people saw me in it. Sure. And I just set it aside.
It's
I did
funny,
change
though.
My underwear.
I think, what would Becky say
oh my
if
gosh.
She sees me in the same outfit?
No.
I still have, what would Becky think of this outfit? It's very helpful for us moms who are in our 40s, and we have Becky that's young, and she kind of has this way. She looks you up and down without knowing it, and I'm like, oh, what did I put on today?
Oh, you guys do great.
So, but it's really helpful.
You know, we joke about it, but it is funny how things like that make me feel so quickly bad about myself, like, I can't get laundry done, like, what am I doing? And then it just kind of starts this cycle right now where I'm just like, I'm in newborn life. I'm not sleeping. I'm pretty sure I'm not thinking straight. I have hormones everywhere. And I'm just like, the laundry has taken me out emotionally and spiritually. I am like, what is wrong with me? Yeah, like having crying over the laundry. This is real. I ordered the 2 hampers. I'm putting it all in. I'm like, Derek, what is wrong? Like, if I can't do my laundry, how am I going to be successful in life?
Do you not remember coming to my house when my kids were little? I think I had piles of laundry in every room.
Yes.
I'm like, how did that not wear off on you and encourage you? Because if we're honest people, her amount of laundry is probably the amount of laundry of a very normal 2-member household. Because she's actually super good at housekeeping. Her and Erica, I'm sitting here giggling, hearing Erica like, I refuse to do a small load of laundry. I have to fill it up. I'm all, there's nothing in me that's consistent. I'm like, I decided to wash 2 things in that load. I decided to overfill this load. Like, mm-hmm. I do whatever I feel.
I decided to leave it in there for 2 days.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's the wet smell.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
I learned if you use Pine Sol, it takes that smell out.
Well, the problem we
in
have is
laundry?
When Benning starts doing laundry, because he washes like me, like a madman.
Yes.
But then talk about folding.
Yeah, he will wash everything in the house that needs to be washed. Oh. And next thing I know, he will
sleeping between the laundry
on a bed, and I will have literally like 5 feet of laundry that he's like, and you'll hear the load is going again. I'm like, no, stop.
Don't help.
Nobody needs those clothes ever again. You actually are washing the Goodwill pile now.
It's the worst chore.
Anyway.
Make me feel better about my life, you guys.
I feel great about my life. Let's talk about this a little bit. Like you were talking about like what makes you feel disqualified. This is what we yapped about earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, we were talking about this because I decided to go into hiding 2 months ago. It's worked out really well for me. I didn't tell anybody I was deciding this, or I didn't tell myself I was deciding this, but I just decided that I was kind of disqualified in life. I shouldn't lead ministry. Or what was I doing? Because, I don't know, my life isn't good enough. I can't even handle my own emotions. I forget what I'm doing while I'm driving. I don't know. I'm just not good enough. So I just kind of hid away from everything in life, which was a lot easier to do if you're moving. So moving did give me a good excuse to hide away. But
so what does that look like, hiding away, just kind of shut up?
And what happened?
Not taking any meetings, like you just...
Yeah, I just kind of... Well, I was having a hard time. I was had pretty high anxiety that rose up. I couldn't figure out why. I couldn't figure out what was going on inside of me. I didn't know why it had rose up again. Mm-hmm. I kind of like lost track of where I was going or why I was going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was really weird. Like, it's like I felt a new pressure in ministry or something that I couldn't even put words to, of like, somehow now I had to be something I wasn't. Mm. And I didn't want to be that, but I didn't know how to continue to be me. It's so hard to put it into words because it's so much of an emotion, but it was just like, I know I don't have what it takes. Mm. I'm going to let down every woman. Mm-hmm. Was the next thought. Like, no. You guys shouldn't listen to me. I should not be in front. I shouldn't go to church because then everybody wants to talk to me at church and give me a hug and tell me how great I am. And really, I'm like, you have no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, all I want to do is play solitaire on my computer to just disappear from life. Mm-hmm. You know, it took me a while to recognize, like, oh, okay, I have checked out. Mm-hmm. That's good. No, because, you know, you just get through each day. It's not super intentional. Like, you know, you feel it. Like, oh, gosh, I don't want to talk to that person. That person wants to talk to me. Mm-hmm. They want to meet with me. But what do I have to say? Or, you know, who am I? Mm-hmm. Who am I? Yeah, I know things, but do I really know things? Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's the thing I struggle with, is like, I look around and there is nobody that has all their crap together, if we're honest, no matter how good we think we are.
Yeah.
And so then that I am the type, though, that instead of that encouraging me, it turns it back to me like, see, you really, and you probably have a lot more crap than everybody else. Mm. And so therefore, who are you? Just go work on your crap. Keep to yourself. Mm. You know, you can maybe influence a couple friends, but you should never be on the stage.
Wow.
And so just having to struggle through that process. And, you know, the big breakthrough, which I kind of don't like that word because I feel like it puts pressure on those of us, that life is a process. Life is a journey. Life is not from one breakthrough to another breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But a tool that I've been walking with is the discipline of anytime these thoughts come at me going, wait, Lord, what do you have to say? Mm. And I don't believe 90% of it at the time. Like, no, I don't have what it takes. But okay, you said you gave me what I need. Mm-hmm. You said you're proud of me. You say I'm good enough. You know, and just like continuing, I had to like write it down. Like, okay, this is my truth.
Yeah.
This is my truth. This is not, I can choose. I still had the choice to walk in what I wanted to. And sometimes the good one and sometimes the bad one.
That's something I've learned from living life alongside you, CJ, is, you know, women, we're emotional, we're full of thoughts about ourselves, mostly negative. And so as I've even helped other young girls, or, you know, now with youth, I always tell them, like, what does God say? You know, they'll say, I'm this, I'm that. And it's always negative. What does God say? And how do you, can you talk through, I love what you said, you wrote it down. Like, what does it look like when you said, I don't always believe it or feel it? So is it just a matter of you just have to trust it? And do you keep repeating, okay, like, I'm going to displace what I think and just keep repeating God's truth? Or,
well, like, I'm a big outward processor. Mm-hmm. So Erica and I talk about this because she's not. Like, sometimes mm-hmm. I feel like I have to, like, pull with all, like, I can tell some things off, but I'll, like, ask her 1,000 questions. She's like, I'm fine. You know, or like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And then it takes her a mm-hmm. while to wrestle with what's inside of her. Mm-hmm. And I am a complete outward processor. So I can, like, basically vomit words mm-hmm. for a while. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, that was it. You know, so right. I need to say it out loud. Because when I say it, but I need to say it out loud to somebody, like the negative thoughts, the good thoughts, because it's like when I say the negative things out loud, I'm like, oh, I actually don't believe that. Mm. I do know that God has put me here. Like, I do know these truths. Like, I know God has put me here. But man, my feelings are not lining up. You know, so it was like, it had more to do with, I did know the truth, but man, my feelings didn't line up. And I don't like to put everything on attacks of the enemy or anything, but I do believe that that is real too. So I think there's like a mixture of life happening. Like mm-hmm. my kids are getting older. I stop and look at like, what am I doing? Do I want to be doing what I'm doing? Mm-hmm. You know, like when they graduate, what am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Who am I going to be? Am mm-hmm. I okay to continue to do this? Like, mm-hmm. what do I enjoy? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like I wrestle through. Mm-hmm. This is also where me and you are different, because Erica's like, we'll be fine. I'm going to be fine. It's going to be great when I get older. I'm all, really? How do you know? How do you know things are going to be great? And what do you say to me?
I say, what does the Lord say?
Yeah.
Whatever. Are you doing what, you know, do what you put in front of you?
Yeah.
You know, both of us have kids that are older. They are their own people, which is quite shocking when your kids grow up and they're different than you are. Mm-hmm. And they have their own personalities and things. And I have my 19-year-old who's come back from YWAM. He's working adulting really hard right now in order to go back to YWAM. But, you know, stuff comes up at work. He calls me. He's like, I'm so angry right now because I have to close tonight, and that other guy went home and he, you know, he didn't look sick. He said he was sick, and I'm like, anyway, and
welcome to adulthood.
Yes, welcome. And I think, CJ, you and I, we talked through this process too about, because Becky, you know, was asking, how does it look? Like, how do you listen to the truth or hear the truth? And what I would say from just journeying through my own life when stuff comes up, and our feelings are, they speak very, very loudly. Mm-hmm. But 90% of it is just not rooted in the truth. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I get that when we are in the midst of it and it is yelling so loudly, it's very, very hard mm-hmm. to hear the truth, to see the truth, to believe it, you know. What I would say is that this is something for sure that when it comes up, you cannot leave it unattended.
Yeah.
It's like when those thoughts or those feelings come, no matter how hard it is, you have to give it attention. Mm-hmm. Like I talked to my son about, forgiving that guy, you know, that left early and he wasn't sick. It's mm-hmm. like, son, just forgive immediately, no matter what your feelings are saying, because what happens if you don't take care of what's going on your inside, it grows.
Yeah.
And very soon you become so this person bitter that nobody wants to hang out with. But it's so the opposite of who you are, because yeah. you are everybody wants to be around you. Yeah. You know, this is where we talk about you speak to your soul mm-hmm. because there is just a time. My kids, when they were younger and I went through a time where it's like there were things in my mind that I had to change, like 180, the opposite direction. And I had to just, you just speak to yourself until you listen.
Yeah.
Until you hear. You speak the truth, no matter what you feel, until you listen.
Just talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was an awesome point, except that my thunder got stolen because Becky's beautiful boy, baby.
Just showed up. Because this is what we're doing. We're just living life as moms. And Derek had a meeting, so baby boy's here.
I was thinking about what Erica was saying, because the other thing I think when our emotions get crazy and our believing just lies are coming at us is we want to blame something or somebody else.
Oh, so true.
And so to have to stop and go, I own me. I own every emotion I'm having. These emotions are not my family's fault. They're not my husband's fault. They're not, even if somebody's done something wrong, they're not their fault. I have to own it and walk it through, because it's my choice how I respond to my emotions. If I let them run me, if I sit and are wounded by them the whole time, you know?
Yeah, and the emotions aren't wrong. The fact that you're going through a super hard time and your emotions are overwhelming, it's not wrong. Our emotions are actually a God-given thing. He made us this way. He made us to be emotional beings because He is emotional. Yeah. It's a part of Him. But sometimes we just go through seasons where you just have to speak very loudly to yourself. My kids got used to me walking in the house and talking loudly to myself. Mm-hmm. And so because a thought would come in my head and I knew this is taking me downhill, and I had to stop it. And the only way I knew how to do it is to speak loudly to myself until my soul, actually starts to listen.
Yes.
Because, you know, we have the truth, we know the truth, but it's like your emotions and your feelings is just like, it just doesn't want to come underneath that umbrella and adjust. It's sometimes it's easy, and other seasons it's a daily talking loudly to yourself.
And this season has been so weird too, because it was like I would recognize a lie and I would get breakthrough, or I'd get peace, and then it would be like the next day I was just hit with something new. It was just this barrage of it was just kept coming at me. It just was this consistent discipline of, am I going to be okay no matter what comes at me today?
That's so good, because, gosh, we're all there. Like, I always have thoughts, you know what I mean? And just to hear you go, like, you're hit every day? Like, that's okay? That's normal? And you're still living life, and like you said, you might feel disqualified, but you're holding on to what God said about you. Because, gosh, that's just all of us when we're really honest. And I think we hide that thing away, too, because it feels shameful.
Well, because you can do
embarrassing.
It. Like, I can manage most of the time. You know, most of our life, we all can have a random thought driving to work, like, oh, I could have done that better today. Or, am I really doing my life the best I should?
Am I being a good mom?
Yeah, all those thoughts come at you, but your emotions are good. You're able to, you're under control. You're in it. But when you are in whatever this space I've been in and they come, it's like you don't have a tool. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, it's like you feel like you're drowning. Like I'm in the middle of the ocean and somebody just handed me two bricks that I can't get out of my hands.
Yes.
So now I'm trying to swim with bricks. Yeah. And it's like, all right, I just got to keep swimming.
Mm-hmm.
And you find a new way, and then you figure out how to get rid of those bricks till somebody else hands you another one. And then it's not forever. There is breakthrough for everybody. There is truth and hope to climb out of it. But, you walk through these seasons that are rough.
What would you say to women walking through that and going, this is it. This is it for me. I'm going to dismantle everything. I'm going to quit. I'm hiding away forever.
Well, I would encourage you, number one, to not make any massive changes in the midst of...
Oh, that's good.
In the midst of something like this. Like, I feel like so many people I've known have, in order to escape or get a breather, I mean, and I understand wanting it, you make a massive decision. Mm. Like, quit your job. Move. I don't know. There's bigger things than that I'm not mentioning.
Totally.
You know? And I just don't think we can necessarily think clearly.
Abandon your community. Go find a different one. Things like that. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, like stay honest. You don't have to continue. Like, I don't think it was bad that I stepped away a bit from what I needed to step away from. Like, the areas that I knew could still function without me. But I didn't hide where nobody knew what I was not doing okay. I just stayed. I stayed with those that I knew God had put with me and continued to walk forward. Mm. But I also, Banny and I use this phrase a lot, like, get a first down. So if you're feeling hopeless, like for me, I have a doctor I really trust. She knows my process. She knows who I am. So I just made an appointment. I just said, hey, am I losing it? Are my hormones going weird? I don't know. I just wanted, like, give me a checkup. You know me. Mm-hmm. You know how I am. And she's looked at me. She's like, oh, you're good. Life is stressful sometimes. I was like, okay. She's like, yep, you're great.
So yeah, that's your first down.
Keep going. Yeah. And yeah. I was like, okay, good. I'm fine then.
Yeah.
She said, I'm fine. You know, then I met with a counselor. I sat down with her. I said, what's going on?
Yeah.
What do I need to deal with? Should I break something off? You know, yeah. So you just walk through it. Don't be afraid to face stuff.
Mm. Like you said, Erica, don't ignore it. Right. Don't,
yeah. Give it attention. It's
walk
way.
Through it.
Yeah. Because
that's so good.
It's like those little foxes, you know, it grows and it wreaks havoc if you don't give it attention. And it, like, attention doesn't mean, oh my gosh, it's all going to go away. It just means that I recognize, yes, something that is not mine, or it is a thought process that's not healthy, and give it attention in this spot. And if you have to do it 50 times that same day, then that's what you do. Just don't sit in it. Don't just speak the truth to your own soul.
Yeah.
And sometimes it takes us longer to listen to ourselves and to listen to that truth. But it's not, I don't know that we magically get out of it. We got to do the work.
Yeah.
And the work means like, what do I need to do to hear the truth and to get connected to the truth again, despite my emotions? Like that's what I see CJ do every day. Like, and for some people it's reading the Bible, for other people it's going back to the word, for other people it's hearing from other people speak to me. Like, you know, she will check in with me sometimes to say, I'm going to be okay, right? And that's my chance to say,
yep.
You're doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Your process is great, you know. And so it looks different for every person. But I would say we have to do the work to stay connected to the truth.
So true. For me, I'm kind of, CJ, you talk about it a lot. Like, I can be in the midst of crazy anxiety, overwhelmed life, and I just push through.
Yes.
Like, I take more on. I say yes. And I think a lot of women, too, we're not great at self-care. I don't know if it's just from being moms or always taking care of others. But the thought of stopping for us, you know, going and, I don't know, taking a day, taking a morning off, getting a massage, getting your nails done, you know, that kind of, it's like bottom of the list. But for me, man, I can just, like, kind of a mixture, Erica, like I won't deal with it. Not partly because I don't want to, you know, deal
well, if you
with
feel
the pain,
that you could break down.
Exactly.
Then
so,
you can't keep going.
Right. So I just keep going. And then the glorious crash comes and I am just in shambles. But, you know, and then on the outside, people are like, you're doing great. You did X, Y, Z. You're still working. Da, da, da. I'm like, man, I'm trying to not look to the left. I'm trying to not look to the left because I can't, like, then I'll break. But what I'm learning, and I don't have it right. I still even just ended a season of taking way too much on. And then I get home and I pay for it and my kids and my husband and I break. And man, if I just would have stopped sooner and realized like, oh, I'm a little bit overwhelmed right now. Maybe I need to slow down.
Yeah. Mine took a 4-year breakdown for me to learn to break. So trying to get you to stop a little sooner than that.
But it's so important. And I think, gosh, it's hard. It's hard for, I think, all personalities, whether you're wired like me or not, to just go through it.
We don't want to let people down.
Yeah,
you don't. I mean,
it stinks.
Yeah, that was me. I'm like, no, I can't. I'll let my family down. I'll let everybody down if I'm not okay. I have to be okay. I'll be fine. Ladies, I hope you hear us that there's hope whatever you're walking through, whether it's smaller, whether it's bigger. And that, you know, the reason why I wanted to share the process is because I feel like so many people on the stage or who have influence, you never hear what life really looks like and how sometimes they're stuck in the mud longer than they should, or sometimes they don't perfectly have the answer as they try to get out of it. And I just want you to hear that we fight alongside you, that you're not alone and that there is hope. And that we share with you our journey as it goes through. And that I love, one of my favorite things with these ladies is that it looks different for all of us. There's no one way for victory or one way to struggle. Like, it looks different for all of us. And so be nice to yourself. Have grace for yourself. Look at who God made you to be. And if you can't hear the Lord for yourself, find a friend who will speak that truth to you. Don't sit alone in it.
Yeah, next time when we talk, we will be in June, and then we have a whole different story about having kids at home. from school.
It will be a whole new misery.
Whole different. We do make it sound probably like we hate being mothers, but we really don't.
No, we do love it.
They're great with their kids. Don't worry,
we
guys.
Do love it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. We're so did we miss our year anniversary? I'm looking at our producer. This is, wow.
Oh, they're
well,
sending happy us to one Hawaii? Anniversary.
Yes.
Happy anniversary to us.
You guys see how much we pay attention. So as always, if you ladies liked this episode and you like this podcast, leave us a review on iTunes because it really helps us out. Those farting noises are my giant baby, not me. And leave us a review or let somebody know about Authentic You and how you're enjoying it. And to celebrate, like we've planned this all along, to celebrate the one-year anniversary, we are giving away some awesome shirts that we made that say, I am enough, a really cute pink shirt for the ladies. Mm-hmm. So hop on Instagram at JC Podcast and you'll see the info to get some of those shirts for us. Thanks for joining us. For these episodes every month. CJ's shocked that you're listening still.
She's
like,
am
people are still listening. We're like, yes, people love it.
I was like, are you guys gonna cancel it yet on us? Do people really want to hear our nonsense?
They do. All right, ladies, we'll see you next time.